Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Verse 4 reads, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, or the understanding of it. For the second time, a revelation was given to Nebuchadnezzar through a dream. This dream, like the one years before, terrified the king, though contented and prosperous. He was afraid, so he sought an interpretation of the dream to allay his fears. Though all the wise men of Babylon had been discredited previously because of their inability to interpret the king's first dream, counselors had been retained by the king. He summoned the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners, and ordered them to interpret the dream which he revealed to them. However, they were unable to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Today, my daughter, Daniqua Grace White, who is the producer of this podcast, chose to leave you with a cliffhanger. And so, Lord willing, we'll resume this tomorrow. But until then, please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for everything and about everything and for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six